A group of free speech advocates has declared today Draw Mohammed Day. They're protesting censorship of an episode of South Park that had illustrations of Mohammed. In response, a Pakistani court shut down the local websites for Facebook and YouTube. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Fans of South Park love it because the animated sitcom is fearless satire of pretty much anyone and anything. Back in 2006, the show even poked fun of a controversy over some Danish cartoons with images of the Prophet Muhammad.
The news has already sparked a shockwave of protests throughout the Muslim world.
Oh, come on, people. You really think anybody's going to be that pissed off about a cartoon?
Well, yeah. For Muslims, it's blasphemous to show an image of Muhammad. But the 2006 episode of South Park aired without much notice. Then last month, the Prophet appeared on the show again, this time in a bear suit. A radical Muslim website posted a warning to the creators, saying they could end up like Theo van Gogh, a Dutch filmmaker who was shot and stabbed to death by an extremist. In the following episode, Comedy Central censored all references to Muhammad. That sparked a cartoonist to declare a Everybody Draw Muhammad Day as a protest. A Facebook page was set up for the drawings. Liam Fox writes for the website News Junkie, and he supports the protest.
The reaction of people drawing cartoons and encouraging people to draw cartoons is to make the point that one group cannot impose its ideology or its theology on others simply by saying, we don't allow that, or that offends us.
But as soon as the protest was announced and the Facebook page went up, many of the drawings and comments weren't just depictions of Muhammad. There were some very anti-Muslim comments. That prompted the original organizer of the protest, a cartoonist named Molly Norris, to withdraw her support for it, and so did many other professional illustrators. Rex Babin is president of the Association of American Editorial Cartoonists.
While it may be a sincere attempt at trying to make a statement about free expression, it just kind of strikes me as unnecessary and childish.
Babin says he believes in free speech, but he sees no point in encouraging people to draw cartoons that are simply meant to offend an entire religious group. CARE, or the Council on American Islamic Relations, has condemned the threat of violence against the creators of South Park. But the organization's Ibrahim Hooper says Everybody Draw Muhammad Day has created a worse situation.
It was being taken up by Muslim bashers and Islamophobes and those who have a deep hatred for the faith of Islam, and that's what we're seeing today.
Still, Hooper and CARE are asking Muslims to respond to Everybody Draw Muhammad Day and South Park by organizing educational events about Islam. But protester Liam Fox thinks all groups have to have a thick skin in a free society, so he stands behind the Everybody Draw Muhammad Day.
That's part of the freedom of speech. It's not always neat and clean. It's not always nice and smooth. Sometimes it's a little ugly and a little bit dirty, but it's free speech.
The protest did spill over into YouTube, and that's why the Pakistani authorities also blocked a connection to that website. Facebook briefly took down the Everybody Draw Muhammad Day page, but then put it back up. It garnered more than 15,000 members. Laura Seidel, NPR News.